There's a beauty supply store in Kent called C&G. It's the kind of place you go when you want hair extensions or products to calm down the frizz. It's also a center of black life in a city that's becoming more diverse. Gwen Ellen Karsten owns the shop, but her public role is much larger. She spoke with KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph.
My name is Gwen Ellen Karsten. I am a business owner up on East Hill in Kent, and I'm also the executive director for a community group called KBAC, Kent Black Action Commission. I, along with maybe a dozen other folks back in 2011, we came together and met in a garage. At that particular time, we didn't feel that enough of us were visibly engaged and involved in the goings-on. We felt that we should always have a place we can call home. People from different places were starting to come to Kent. And when I say different places, I mean from around the world. And maybe some concerns were starting to grow. Maybe people just really didn't understand the dynamics of folks coming to town. But it has presented itself as a huge change. Those of us who see the future or have a vision, we're more ready to accept what's coming, as opposed to those who I was used to my city being one way, and now we've got to deal with all these people from all over everywhere coming to our town. For some people here, that does not set well, and you will have different issues popping up because it doesn't set well. I get the world coming through this door. I get people from South Sudan, I get people from Russia, I get people from Honduras, people from Ghana, from Gambia, from Ethiopia. They all come through my door, and I'm blessed by that. You cannot be stuck and not be able to move. You have to give leeway to new ideas, to new people, and to new ways of doing things.
That profile was produced by KUOW's Region of Boom team. This month, the team is exploring how growth is affecting Kent, Renton, and Auburn.